You know, many, but certainly not all Republicans have sort of reluctantly thrown their support behind Trump, some more enthusiastically than others, in the interest of party unity and winning in November. Why haven't you done that?
Because I think Donald Trump is a dangerous individual and is singularly unqualified to be president of the United States and commander-in-chief of our military forces. I mean, it's simply a question of the threat, at least in my mind, and obviously in others, that he poses if he should be elected to the highest position in our country with all of the powers that go with it.
Could you elaborate a little bit on why you think he's a danger?
I don't think he's well-read or well-studied. I don't think he listens particularly well to other people. I think he's very quick to belittle and demean. We have a lot of problems in this country and in this world, and you're not going to find workable solutions if you are unreasonable and bellicose and antagonistic towards the people you've got to work with. When he made those remarks about Senator McCain, a distinguished veteran and leader of this country who suffered enormously as a prisoner of war, you know, to make those demeaning comments about him and, in essence, all others who were prisoners of war, not just in Vietnam, but in prior wars, was just beyond the pale. But I think that's who he is. I mean, I think that if you want a microscopic picture of Donald Trump, it's demeaning John McCain POW experience. He was a loser.